Love. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Drew Lomar. Drew, you're paranoid, right?
Little. About certain things. Anxious, not paranoid.
Well, like if someone comes up to you in the airport and says, like, hey, I disagreed with something you said, you'll tell me that you were attacked at the airport.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. What happened?
No, I'm just saying it's like talking to one of your mom's friends.
Right.
You know, they go, they're like, and I went to the podiatrist and he stabbed me.
Right.
He stabbed me. And you go, well, he's probably just scraping the bun, you know. No, it was intentional.
Yes.
You know that kind of person?
Yes.
And then you go, well, why would he intentionally stab you in the foot if he's, I don't know, ask him. And
I'm
then
actually,
realize,
I think
that's
I'm,
you,
I
Drew.
I hope I'm much less that way than I used to.
You're a little less, but don't worry. It's going to get worse. Chrissy Canyon.
Why?
Because you're getting
age?
Older. Older and you get more paranoid. And everything feels like an attack. Chrissy Canyon here, everybody. Dear friend, Chrissy Canyon.
Yes, we go way back.
We absolutely do. We're from the
elementary school.
Same.
No way.
Yes, we did. We went
did?
To school together.
Did you go to hippie school with him?
No.
No, he was actually 2 years older than me. And
still am.
You were, yeah. Isn't that, I still haven't caught up. You. He was in my sister's class.
That's right.
He mentioned that.
That's right. I don't know if we went to the same elementary school, though, but we definitely went to the same junior high.
Mr. Deliberti?
I mean, Christy.
Mr. Deliberti?
Mr. Deliberti was, North Hollywood High.
She didn't?
I just went to my, oh my God, last Saturday night, I went to my 20th high school reunion, North Hollywood Huskies.
Yeah.
See, she went to Hollywood.
It was so, like, almost surreal because I haven't been to any functions since I became, you know, Christy.
Right.
And, like, people were coming up to me. I didn't remember them at all. And suddenly they all, I had such a crush on you in high school. I'm thinking, yeah, right, when I had braces, you wouldn't even look at me.
I would.
No, you didn't either.
Yes. Oh, please. I'll tell you, the revisionist history that goes on once a guy gets on basic cable is crazy. It's nuts. I'm going to slip up and call you by your real name once in a while.
You mean that's not my real name?
I'm going to, but I asked Christy out when probably she was 17 and I was 19 or something like that.
I heard about it. He's mentioned this multiple times.
It wasn't a flat out date, it was a set
and I guess you didn't show. Basically.
Whole year was almost a blur.
Yeah.
It was a good thing I got into porn because I just was on
goodness.
The wrong track.
She would have to date me.
That's what she's talking about.
Was that at that party with Teresa where I was really drunk?
Well, it could have been. No.
Remember on Briar?
No, believe me.
Grant,
it's a street.
It was a street. It was Grant's house.
Grant, now
husband.
Your husband,
yeah.
Who I went to high school with as well, kept it in the family. Grant, 2 years younger than me or 1 year?
Two.
Same grade Christmas. As you. So we're all over the place. But here's all I have to say. One time we did this bit for the man show where we're going to contact all the women who stood me up or never went out with me or turned me down or went out for two dates and then dumped me or whatever. And we kept calling them up, and they kept saying, oh, no, that's not how it went down. You know, and it was like, it was absolutely how it went down. Because we went out on two dates. I was into you. I was ready for my third, and you couldn't make it, you know. And they're mine. And then I'm wondering.
What was their mind? What was their version?
Their version is like, he dumped me.
Oh.
And I'm wondering, and I know Chrissy's just saying that for the people at home, but she knows what went on.
I swear to you, I.
That's worse.
Okay, I don't
Adam,
remember.
That's worse. She has no recollection of you at all.
Okay? It was a blurry year.
Yeah, no recollection. It didn't matter at all. Adam. Whatever happened, it means nothing.
Here's the point. Okay, well, but here's what it is. I think that a disproportionate amount of people think they got dumped. Here's what it is. Each time somebody's the dumper, someone's the dumpy.
Yeah,
I would say out of three times. Two people feel dumped.
Right.
Instead of two people being the other way around.
Right.
That's confusing, but you know what I'm saying?
That
I think oftentimes
it's not matching up. The math is matching up.
Right.
Somebody had dumped.
There should be a million dumpers and a million dumpees, right. And there's 1.5 dumpees and 0.5 dumpers or you know what I'm saying? Because people have low self-esteem, right. And then history is sort of sad in a way. Like, you do get better in sports with history, but not with dating.
Yeah.
Everything just looks like a disaster.
Yeah.
You mean when you go back and look back on your dating history, you're like, oh, I think I've been dumped every time. I don't think I ever dumped anyone. It doesn't feel that way.
I never have any conversations with anybody from my past.
Well, the point is Christy, would you know me if I wasn't on radio?
No.
I would.
She doesn't remember you from the year when you dated.
No.
Let her answer.
I remember you lived close to our elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I think across the street, I'm going to say.
Well, now, what was your elementary school?
Not Carpenter, Colfax.
Colfax, okay,
and
yes.
And I remember my sister had a crush on you.
Yeah.
That's how I remember you the most, was sister. That she had a crush on you.
Now, is she your full sister or like half sister?
I had a half stepsister, but no, she is my absolute full sister.
Really? Because she's an attractive woman, but they don't look the same.
We are completely opposite. She's very tiny, small chested, little hands, little feet, blonde hair, green eyes.
That's why I kept reaching across your sister to Christy.
Yeah, but she asked me, Christy's sister asked me to the Sadie Hawkins dance, I remember.
That's
one of the few victories I had from 10 to 26. Was the Sadie Hawkins dance over at Walter Reed Junior High.
She was wearing her wallabies, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Had the braces, feathered hair. I was
and the brush in the back pocket.
I was all Brillo head and elbows. Awesome. Oh, disaster. Disaster.
Comb over Brillo.
I hope she's done better than me.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. She's an attractive woman.
She is.
Yeah. I think the one Sadie Hawkins dance was, sort of convinced her to keep moving. But that's all right. Look at me. Literally a millionaire. Yeah. All right. World can kiss my ass.
So you've
bend
said.
Over, baby.
So you've
That's
said.
Right. Christy is here promoting the annual Exotic Erotic Ball, which is going to be held on the. At the 25th. You're going to be appearing at the. Oh, there have been 25 of these things?
I guess so. They finally figured out who I was and invited me.
Oh, yeah, this is your first one?
Yes.
This is at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, which is this thing. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Have you ever seen this thing?
Well, the Cow Palace is a legendary rock concert.
Well, the Cow Palace is, but I mean, what goes on at the Exotic Erotic Ball is it's insanity.
Is
well,
it? Where, I've never
where
been.
Where have you seen it?
I've seen like once in a while, if you watch, 70 hours of Playboy Channel a week, every 2.5 days.
You'll pick it up.
How many days before you get to 70? 3 days? The point is you'll see it, and there's just guys dragging people around by nipple rings lot of hoods on and, gimp balls and gags. And, it's way out there. But, good time.
Well, I'm going to be signing during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm signing my book, and I'm signing with, Tabitha Stevens and Ron Jeremy. And that is just for one day. So everyone who's not doing anything, come and see us.
when you said signing during the day, originally I thought you were talking about working with the hearing impaired.
Of course.
I didn't know you were actually signing a book.
Signing a book.
But, I see.
I know sign language, too.
And that's, do you? No, you don't.
Oops. Ooh. A, B, C, D, E. I buy all those cards at the airport.
Oh, really?
When they come around with the pencils and you get the... So I
just buy the globe keychain that immediately breaks in half, and I get angry and try to hunt the guy down and beat the crap out of him. You're lucky you can't see this coming, buddy. This is going to be brutal.
Nice.
Yeah. this is October 23rd. It must be this Saturday.
It is?
Right? Yeah, San Francisco. Oh, debauchery.
I love San Francisco.
Sure. It loves you.
It's great up there.
And what's up? Now, Sue, are you retired from the adult industry? I mean, making movies?
I am. I haven't made a movie since 1995.
Oh, really? It's been that long?
Time goes fast. Yes, it's been since 95.
Mm-hmm.
But I still am in the business in other ways. Like, I still have my website, which Vivid runs. It's obviously ChristyCannon.com. And I came out with my book God, what was it? About a year ago when I was on the show?
You were on
nine
here,
months?
Well, it says August 20th, 2003. Wow. So it's about 14 months ago.
Yeah, I think I came right before I released my book. And I'm still working on my second one. The second one's just going slowly. So stop emailing me, everybody. And I still do stuff in the business. I just don't make films and I don't strip anymore.
No more dancing.
No. You know, my husband said, I don't care what you do, but no nudity anymore. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. All right. You know. At my age, the fans would say, yeah, we agree. No more nudity, please.
Yeah, hey, you still look like you're in pretty pretty solid shape there, I got to say. God knows. And so, I mean, now how do you feel about, you know, if someone showed you an old video of you, would you wince? Would you be ashamed of it? Would you not want to see it? Or would you not care? Or would it be a walk down memory lane?
I love seeing the old stuff. I mean, I was geeky as anything can be.
Right.
But, I mean, I love my life and my past. I just got to the point where I didn't want to make films anymore. But no, I've never been ashamed of anything that I've ever done.
Good.
In the business, I'm sure there's stuff.
That's gonna make it easier for me later.
Yeah,
a lot easier. What was your, I think I talked about it last time Christy was on the show. But when we found out she was in a movie. It was, first off, Anderson, you got to make that running.
The paddling
cartoon
sound.
Running, paddling. That's us going for the door. Which was, I remember I came home from, swinging a hammer. We didn't have much back then. You know, I mean, I was making $7 an hour. And we're all living, me and Chris and Donnie, we're all living in the same one-bedroom apartment in North Hollywood. And somehow I got back and was like, yeah, Christy, uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she's great. What? Did a movie. Where? Where is it? Who's got this movie? Who's got it? And, there's
no paddling sound.
No internet. There's no,
there was beta.
Yeah, there's beta.
I was on beta.
There's no, oh, yeah, I'll send a file over. Or I'll burn you a quick CD or anything. It was just, what? Where is it? Where is it?
Right out in the middle of the street.
And it was like, we got a lead. It's some Korean video store out in, like, Sun Valley has it. Well, what's it called? Well, the thing about porno is like, okay, it's either Weekend Roulette or it's Weekend Tryst. Or it's a sluts on the back 40, or it's like five or six titles that it might go on. Okay, we got those. So now we like haul ass over the place, go busting into the place, and it's like I don't think we knew your name. I'm
right.
Not sure if we knew, you know. So start looking through boxes, and the guy was like, "You kids, get out of here!" You know, we're like, "Give me that tape, Pop. Don't make me get rough with you."
I went to school with this girl.
Oh
yeah,
my God!
Right.
Nothing better. I mean, it's just.
Did you find
it? Yeah.
Right then. How did you identify her picture or what?
You know what I mean. You know, it's like, they talk about. You know, being there for the birth of your child or hitting a home run or something. And it's just a blur. It's all those great moments in life.
But
they happen in slow motion.
Yeah,
but it's hard. It was a blur. But I don't know. Someone found it. Someone held it up. Whatever. And then it was.
Did the halo light go above him when he held it up?
The holy grail
the
of porn.
The beam came down and it was a little sparkly.
It was crazy. It's like, I've been wanting to see your naked for 5 years. Give me that tape. It was awesome.
Oh, but you know, the first person was that ever found out that I know of was Rick. I don't want to say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I know
big
who you're talking
truck.
About.
It starts
yes.
with an H.
Yes.
And I was on an adult set, porn set, let's call mm-hmm. it what it is. Mm-hmm. And I opened the door to go do my sex scene, and there was Rick H. standing yeah. right there. And I guess he was friends with the owners of the house. And I just thought, oh, God, people are going to know what I do now. Like, I was really going to hide it anyway. I thought, no one looks at this stuff.
Well, did he? Oh. Look at that. Burned a hole in it. Like Superman. I actually saw through the cassette. I could see my hand waving behind the cassette. I focused on it. Sharp beams of light going to it. I didn't even need the beta. I just hold up the light.
Beta.
Awesome.
God, I sound old.
And what? Do you remember the name of this first thing?
Obviously didn't read my book I gave you last year. Yes, it was called On Golden Pond. No, On Golden Blonde.
On Golden Blonde.
On
That's
Golden
right.
Blonde.
Write that down.
I always get titles mixed up.
Yeah. But that wasn't a Ron Jeremy thing, was it?
No, the first thing I did with him was just called a loop.
Yeah.
And it was just like a sex scene. No dialogue or anything. Yeah. It was like Swedish Erotica number 57.
Yeah.
So
let me tell you something about Swedish Erotica. I am I'm upset.
Why?
Well, I got to tell you, a buddy of mine bought me a couple. The whole Swedish Erotica series came out on DVD. So a buddy of mine bought me a couple, and that's DVD is like, oh, there's 750 scenes on this one DVD. You're on the cover. You're on the cover of the Swedish Erotica one, and I don't know who's on the other one. But the point is you're on the cover, barely in the movie.
That's so typical.
There really should be. I don't know, like, who's the Judd McIlvaine
or
yeah, who do you complain to? That's the whole thing. There's so much shame involved with it. No one demands their money back. I barely was able to beat off to this, sir. How dare you? How dare you? You know what I mean? Like, nobody gets indignant about porn. It's, we just sort of put our head down and go, oh, you got burned. It's really, it's like buying drugs. It's really, you buy, it's baking soda. What am I supposed to do? Call Ralph Nader. Go to Channel 7, see if I can get the troubleshooter on my side. You know what I mean? It's like, you just ate it. Yeah, you eat it. Yeah, you learn your lesson. That's what you get.
Oh, you should have told me. I would have brought you some.
Oh, please. I you're right on the picture. You're right on the cover there. And I was so revved up, and it's just, it's nothing.
You know, I think I only ever did two scenes for Swedish Erotica, so they couldn't have put too much in it.
Yeah, well, they didn't. But they put you, and here's how you know you've arrived in the adult business. You are the, you know, there's 30 scenes in this thing. You're the least represented inside the thing and all over the cover. You see what I mean? It's like after Farrah Fawcett got famous, and she was in Logan's Run for 10 seconds. There you go, Logan's Run, starring Farrah Fawcett.
Exactly.
She ran through one scene.
If you went to get popcorn, you would have missed her.
Yeah. All right. So I'm outraged, but again, too much shame to say anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make it better on Golden Blonde. All right, I'm going to find that. That's on the internet.
Oh, you've got to be able to find it on eBay.
Oh, I'm going to be looking.
Because I think it was discontinued.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pay a little.
Yeah, a whole $12.
Honey, what happened to the Mini Cooper? Don't worry. We sold it.
But come to bed,
another
baby.
Another collector's item.
Dave?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been, for 8 years, I've been having sex with my wife. And so we were married before that for some of that time. So she told me recently she's never had an orgasm.
Nice.
So kind of devastating. Anyways, though, I have penile curvature. Mm-hmm. And it points down, and I went to a doctor, and he was kind of surprised. He said, well, you know, it does point down. It's substantial, but you should.
Dave, that has nothing to do with orgasm. Nothing.
Okay.
That has to do with comfort. It can hurt her. It can cause discomfort, but will not improve orgasmic function. Most women do not have orgasm with intercourse. Most. Ever. Do you understand
really?
That? Yes, that's a fact.
Okay, because she definitely, you know, when I touch her clitoris, she definitely comes. And she...
All right, well, that's what you need to do. You need to do that. But most women cannot have an intercourse, an orgasm with intercourse.
Okay, with sex, then.
Correct. That is most women. In their lifetime, do not.
Okay, because and she doesn't.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah,
Chris, did you have orgasms though when you were, you know, having
only
sex?
In missionary.
Oh, really?
I
interesting.
I don't if I'm doing any other positions with actual intercourse. I can only in missionary.
Oh, interesting. What about on the set, like when you're making a movie?
You know, some of those positions, again, without being in missionary to turn me on at first, it was really. It would be hard. Or like some scenes, you know, you'd be like up against a sink and you'd feel like the faucet up your spine. Or I mean, sometimes they were in bad positions, but a lot of times there's a lot of foreplay in videos, which turns me on.
Sure.
So that would always help.
Any turn on? What about the fact that there are, you know, guys in cutoffs with rolls of duct tape on their belt wearing a jab flap standing around? Is it a distraction or a turn on? Like, hold on a second. Don't answer. But as a guy... It's a needless distraction. We'd like you all to get the F out of the room. We could get busy. But if you got to stand around, you got to stand around.
Right.
You know what it's like? It's like when you see like a lion eating a carcass of a gazelle, and there's like flies landing on its head and occasionally bird landing. It's like, all right, I wish they would go away, but I'm eating. Yeah. I got to eat.
I love that comparison.
I got to eat. But now, for a woman, it could be a, oh, my God, I can't do this, or it could be a, this is a turn-on. There's a bunch of guys standing around. You know what I'm saying?
For me, it was a turn-on. Because in my personal life, I'm very monogamous and boring? I don't know.
That's fine.
But, like, I've never, outside of films, been into, like, group sex or multiple partners. Like, I'm very...
Why should you be? I mean, the guy who works at the Winchell's doesn't want donuts when he gets home.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So
you
can't
ask full of that.
When I got to,
that. Yeah.
When I got to work, it was fun because I could do all these things that I wouldn't do in my normal life.
Right.
So I never had a problem. I liked... other people around. I thought it was very...
It's a turn-on.
Yeah, it was.
It's a turn-on if you don't have to get a boner.
Hmm.
You know, if you got to get a boner, it's tough. You know what I mean?
Then guys definitely have a harder time.
Stopping the filming while you're chubbing up in the corner, filled with shame.
You've got to take this next call.
Oh, my God.
Very quickly.
Was this John from System of a Down?
Yes, Mr. Pornography Pro.
He's Armenian.
Yes, he is. John?
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh,
yes, he does. This is John from System of a Down. John
that
has,
he's singing to.
Yeah. John has a porn collection that would rival my own. Yeah. And, John, you say you have On Golden Blonde?
Yeah, I got good news for you again.
Oh, because John is the one who reunited me with Taboo 2.
I will remind the listeners that when John last called in, it was because Adam was complaining he would give anything to get a copy of Taboo 2. John chimed in, had it. Adam left the studio to go get
it.
No,
he drove to
my house in, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is 70 miles away.
How funny.
Yeah. Who's in Taboo 2? Well, Ron Jeremy, the ubiquitous Ron Jeremy, and then Bambi, and then Junior. I don't know whoever Junior is. And Kay Parker.
Well, but why did you want that one? What was so special
about it?
First
off, wait a minute. Who's in Taboo 2?
Yes.
Who's in Taboo 2? Yes, how dare you?
Why?
You know what this is like? You know what it's like? It's what? You know what it's like for you to ask that? It's like when you find when some guy who's being coached by Mike Ditka,
right.
Some young rookie, so, you know, he says, oh, did you play, coach?
Yes.
You played ball? You played in the NFL?
Right.
Huh, man, huh. Didn't know that. Yeah, not interested.
Well,
it's funny.
I wasn't in it, so why do you care about it?
Well, I'll tell you why.
I'm a little insulted.
Well, I'll tell you why, because I didn't have On Golden Blonde.
But
I'll make you a copy of it and send it to you if you want, Adam.
You kind of need it tonight.
Get down
you know
here.
What I mean? I mean, here's
By
here's
the way,
what I'm
you
saying.
Never called me. I had all those Swedish eroticas for you. I had the whole set.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Bye, Adam. See you later.
Sorry,
see you
John.
Tomorrow night.
First off, John, I'm sorry. I hope you accept my apologies. Secondly,
No, cannot have.
This
also,
is my
this
average.
I don't know if you put Taboo American Style on DVD.
No, cannot have.
Oh, what? Hold
what?
On. What do you have?
They also put Taboo American Style on DVD.
Oh, really? What else?
Yeah.
Do you have any other vintage Christy Canyon stuff?
Oh, I got plenty.
I want to. When are you going to be in concert? I want to come and see you.
We're in the middle of making our album right now.
Right.
We just played a show on the 24th of April.
Oh, where was it?
It was at the Greek.
Oh, well, if you have a number, I'll get it from them when the show's over.
Yeah, that's no problem. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. No, we don't.
Well, us Armenians have to stick together now.
Exactly.
Did you know I'm half Armenian?
Yeah. The only problem is I went to Grand High School.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was North Hollywood. We were rivals.
Yeah.
You know what? Inch possess.
Love him to inch possess.
Wow.
Kichma.
All right.
I know a little bit.
Kitsame.
Wow.
Someone eat.
Drew just ordered something to eat.
Who cares?
John,
I don't know
who,
if you guys saw the Boston game, but they kicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
All right,
let's not talk about sports, John. We
let's talk about dinner. You and I need to have dinner with John.
We need to do that, but what we need to do is get like some sort of courier or something over. John, you still living in like off the 405 there?
No. I moved my family a little further west. You don't understand what I've gotten my hands on since the last time you checked out my collection, though. I mean,
further west.
Crazy stuff.
What do you got? You got the Swedish Erotica series. How far west did you go? What city are you in?
West Hills.
Oh, this is horrible.
The Valley.
All right.
Far. We'll have to hook up some other time.
Yeah. If I leave now, though, I'm...
Yeah, I told you. Know, we'll see you later tomorrow night.
Well, I got a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There we go. You know.
All I know is last time you left early.
Well, we turned into...
Well, don't forget, I left a poker game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. John was at a poker game. Yeah. John, give me your phone number.
I got it.
You got it on you?
Yep, I do.
Drew's got your number. You got his new number?
I believe I do.
What's that?
All right. Hold on a second, right, John. Hold on. So, John from System of a Down, by the way, calls up, knows more about pornography than Ron Jeremy and Bobby Hollander put together.
Bobby, where did you come up with that name? You are
That's a deep cut,
connoisseur.
Baby. That's what you call a deep cut. All right. Chrissy Canyon here tonight. I'm going to call John because he has on Golden Blonde, which is Chrissy's first movie. And it'll take me right back to when I was 19, Drew. Right back.
Well, wait. You had to be 20 because I was 18.
Okay, then 20. Whatever. I may go back even a year just to play it safe. We'll take a quick break.
Build into it.
Yeah, that's right. Slow build. Don't want to pull a muscle. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Chrissy Canyon in studio tonight. One of the legends of the adult film industry. I would say one of the, top three biggest female names.
Probably. A lot of it was the timing, too, in the mid-80s when it was going from, like, the Pussycat Theater to your bedroom.
Yeah, well, not really my bedroom, just the living room of the apartment.
Wherever the VCR was.
Wherever the VCR was. And we've talked about that, you know, the guys, they move out, they get a bed, you know, two bedroom, one bedroom, and there's an argument where VCR's going in my room. Oh, no, it's not. It's going in my room. Yeah, your room becomes the jacatorium now. Every second you're out of the apartment, your roommate is beating off on your comforter. You understand? Do not argue. You should be fighting to keep it out of your room.
The worst thing is they decide to put it in the common space, thinking, we'll outsmart each other.
That's rough.
Then they walk in on one another repeatedly and blame one another for the problem.
Or both get started at the same time.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's it's called a Mexican standoff. Oh, and no one will back down, and it gets ugly.
Gross.
It's happened to me before. It's, no doubt. You know, when you won't blink, you're playing chicken with another man. It's tough. It's tough, but you know, you had to do what you had to do back then.
In those days, yeah.
In those days. And so Chrissy, so you did the, I was going to say, yeah, on Golden Blonde.
Yes.
Got to find that. So John has that.
John's got it for you. I don't even have a copy. John, if you have two copies, I'll take one.
Actually, I'd like both of them. I need one for the car.
Yeah.
I've got a VCR that hooks up to a cigarette lighter. And, you know, a bad traffic is true.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the sun visor with the LCD.
Nice.
The mini will be rocking.
Yeah.
For a minute.
So that was number one. What was number two? Do you remember what number two was?
I
might have to go up there that one. Yeah.
It was called Night of Loving Dangerously.
Mm.
They always had these knockoff titles.
Yeah.
And then when I quit the business the first time in 85, I came back in 89, but in between... I was at like some family dinner and it was real stuffy. Everyone there was stuffy. Some horrible dinner. And we were all talking about musicals and what we liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, had to open my mouth and say, my favorite musical was Little Oral Annie. At the dinner table with these like stuffy in-laws and step parents. And oh my God, like, but she was an actress in the business. And like the whole table just got really silent. Like, there she goes again. You can't control your daughter.
You remember Little Oral Annie?
I meant Orphan Annie, but these titles all like.
No, I know. A couple glasses of Chardonnay.
I didn't even have anything to drink.
Well, a couple vials of heroin. I don't know. You quit. You got out of the business in 85?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm trying to do it. So you're only in the business for like a year, and then you got out.
Not even.
Is that right?
Probably like 8 months.
Like,
and then
8 months.
I quit for 4 years and worked for my dad.
What motivated you to get out?
Just burnout. I got to send you a copy if you give me your address, because I wrote a book last year.
Don't you have her book, Drew?
I wasn't here when
no,
you
she,
weren't.
No.
Gave it to you, yeah.
No.
And someone stole your copy, I think.
No, I have it. I got to be honest.
He doesn't read.
I haven't read Drew's book.
He's not read my book, not seen my film.
Oh, oh, I did.
My film.
Christy saw it. Christy saw it.
For hours
Christy's the only one who saw it.
And she liked
Christy
it.
Christy and one of the Olsen twins. It's the only people in America that saw that flaming turd. Now, quiet down.
Be that as it may.
But I will send you a copy.
My friend has not witnessed either of these things.
Send him a copy.
I'm
please
going
send
to.
Drew a copy because he will read a Turkish driver. Manual.
I would.
And you throw something at him, he just starts reading it.
And it's a real, it's like an autobiography. And I mean, really.
Is this stuff all in there? Because I may have to open it up.
It is
up,
like.
But. What's it called?
It's called Lights, Camera, Sex. Okay. And but I will send you a copy.
Can
if
you send
you give
it to Ann
address.
Here? Send it to producer.
I will.
All right.
Definitely.
Perfect. All right. Night of Loving Dangerously. That's number two.
Yes.
Little and, Annie.
No. Oh, that's no, something.
That was a girl I worked with.
Please, true. All right. So you worked in the industry for like 8 months.
Yes.
And you made like how many films?
Oh, probably 40.
40. Now, is that when you had the short hair? Because sometimes you got to look. I can only judge by the hair.
Oh, that was the bouffant dippity-doo.
Yeah.
Look.
When was that?
That was the 84, 85 era.
That's the first short hairs early stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I.
Yeah. You have to catalog it.
Sure. All right. And then you get out and you work for your dad for a year.
Four years.
Doing
four
what?
Years. He was an accountant.
Oh, those so are I did prime porn and... years too. By the way,
for they you. Were.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were fun.
No, they weren't for me because you were out of the business. Mm. All I had was on Golden Blonde. So. And you couldn't really own back then. You just rent. Mm. And then if you ever lost a movie, that's $122.
Oh, they're expensive?
They were so expensive.
It was like, it was insane. Like, you would go, oh, kids, you don't know how lucky you have it. If you rented a movie and the movie got left in your car and it got melted or the car got stolen or something got ripped off or someone, whatever, you'd go back to the, you know, wasn't a Blockbuster, but whatever it was, and you'd be like, yeah, I lost the film. And they'd be like, let's see, on Golden Pond. Or it wouldn't matter if it was porn or if it was, you know, Raiders of the Last Ark. Be like, that's 89.
They were
like,
so much.
Oh, this is 1985.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like you're making $7 an hour, and you know, that's $90 you owe them? Like, it's crazy.
I know. Now they're, what, about $2?
No. Well, King's Ransom for On Golden Blonde.
Oh, yes.
Can't we dispatch a courier to go visit John over there? Nobody's got a set of wheels around here. Where are the van drivers? Don't we have van drivers? What about the van drivers? Someone get on the blower. Find one of these van drivers. You know, they're on some cockamamie party patrol somewhere. They're doing nothing.
We got an extra screener over here. Maybe we can send Zig.
Extra screener?
Yeah.
What, Zig? What do you got? You got wheels?
Ziggy's got wheels.
What do you got there, Ziggy? Is something going to get you out to the, he's out
brand
in the
new
West
Ford
Hills
Focus?
Now. Ford Focus. And I like the name of that because that's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need focus. I'm going to need your hands at 10 and 2. I don't want the radio on. I want any distractions.
He's got to be back within the hour.
That's all right.
All the way to West Hills.
All right. Hold on, Ziggy, because we got to call. We got yeah. And no, hey, unless you drop that tape off, I'll make it worth your while. I went by the ATM today. Swear to Christ. You know what I'm saying, kid? I did. It'll be cool.
Just don't blow him.
Give him a little street-style reach around. For the effort. All right, hang on. Ziggy, do that thing where you crack your knuckles and stay loose. I'm going to get on the blower with John and see if we can work this one out. You know, maybe it's one of those leave it in the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? All right, Chrissy Canyon here.
I'm very excited.
She's going to be... She's got,
don't
no,
break.
I know. No. I'm not breaking. I'm just doing
yet.
A little plug-in. We took half a call a while back.
No.
We took a call last show.
Yes,
I remember
last
that.
Last show, last segment.
All right. No, I mean, like,
settle down.
Tuesday. All right, let's go. Let's
come
break
on,
it,
break
down.
It down.
Let's
you're
focus.
All right. Focus
down.
What you
let's
need.
Focus. Let's go. Saturday, October 23rd, this Saturday at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, going to be at the 25th annual Exotic Erotic Ball, doing a little signing and exotic and erotic balling over there, I guess. It's a good time. Pop a little of those, some of those anal poppers, you know,
oh
and
God.
You just X out a little and you just go tug on some nipples. It's awesome. All right, you ready?
There we go.
Here we go. Let's break it down. Alan?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man? I've got problems when I'm having sex with my girlfriend. Condoms don't stay on.
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
Yeah. Anything we need to know?
We know about your
dimensions? Well, I'm not circumcised, and the foreskin seems to pull it up every time it comes back to the tip.
Can you pull the foreskin down before you roll on the condom?
Yes and no. I've tried doing it with and tried doing it without. It doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. You gotta use a, you know, use a coat hanger and kind of get in there. You know, like when you're wearing a cast and you got an itch. Yeah, it's a little of that. Well, first off, I can't believe this is all foreskin related.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Because many guys wear condoms, aren't
right,
cut.
Right.
So, what about some guys have a, you know, a penis shaped like a TR7. Remember those cars, Drew? Wedge.
Do.
Yeah. Shape of things come.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should step down to a smaller size or put like a zip tie around the waist of the joint there or something. I don't know. Or hang. Do you have
Hold
a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, but it's really not an issue at the moment.
You're not having sex?
She's deeply religious.
Hold on a second. Bogus.
Yeah.
It just struck me. Bogus.
Yeah, bogus, and if not bogus...
Boring.
So why, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Alan.
Yeah.
Bogus. You've been sussed out, my brother. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Nice try.
Nice try.
All right.
Good try. Please, bring something to the table, everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
You start off with something confusing... And at first, we're trying to decipher it, and then it just becomes bogus.
Yeah, it just starts
Good
to be meaningless.
Yeah, yeah. And he,
impressed.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, here we go. Keep going. Move along.
No, I'm just saying, look, bring the bogus call. Make it titillating.
Yeah.
Make it exciting. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
but again, we always have to set the rules. Not so far over the top, though, that we can't evaluate it objectively.
You can't call and say you have AIDS.
Yeah.
Because we have to take it seriously.
Yeah.
You can't call the fire department and say, you know, your kid is choking.
Right.
That's not a prank.
Right.
Come up with something interesting and see if you can fool us.
There you go.
Have you ever actually heard of anyone really having that problem before?
Which?
The foreskin?
Not like that.
The problem Mm-mm. with the condom.
No, not like that. Mm-mm.
No. They fall off every once in a while, but it's usually because a guy has a little circulation problem.
Or they keep going after they've ejaculated, or they're not paying attention to it and it slips off after a period of time, or they were having sex first, then put the condom on, so sort of,
right.
You know. So.
Right. All right.
Here you go.
Now, there's another guy. Do we need to talk to a guy?
Look at the board there. One girl.
Jenny. Sherman Oaks.
Hello?
Jenny? Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Well... It's going to be good as soon as I get the Ziggy on the road.
Nice. Nice.
Focused. Yeah. What's happening? Probably going to use like a thimble full of gas getting out there. So I have to reimburse it for that. Does it have a passenger seat, those cars?
Well, I'm sure. Well, it's actually a sidecar.
It's a side hack. Yeah. You just sit on in a bucket.
You get dragged along.
Airbags, a Ziploc.
Jenny, what is your question?
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, when I was little, when I was like 5 or so, I used to have weird sexual fantasies involving being abducted and molested. And before mm-hmm. you ask, no, that didn't happen to me, or at least I have mm-hmm. no recollection of it.
When you were 5?
So, yeah, when I was probably, because I remember living in the place that I lived in, and I was 6 and under when I lived in that place. So.
And you actually had a specific sort of fantasy of what? What kind of sexual contact?
Well, people abducting me and then, you know, like forcing me to do things or just touching me.
Where?
Like, it's pretty vivid.
Where?
Like, well, they would take off my underwear or something when I was 5 and, you know, like touch me and things like that.
All right.
And, like, none of this actually happened to me, you know?
All right. Good and creepy. But, Drew, if you're just watching the news that, parents in front of the TV,
there wasn't actual intercourse in these fantasies.
Hmm?
There wasn't intercourse in these fantasies.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, just sort of out of control, touching. That could be, that can be remnant memories from even like diapering changes. Did anything dramatic go on in your family early on?
No, I remember having a really healthy, happy childhood. Like,
right. No. This doesn't really mean anything specific what you're describing.
Right.
But it might be. It's like kind of like a recurrent dream. There may have been something that happened that sort of had a residual effect, and you sort of the memory itself came out in this preoccupation.
Mm-hmm.
That was traumatizing to you at the time, but not overwhelming.
All right. Well, listen, we can't solve the world's problems in one night, Drew. I got to get Ziggy over to Johnson.
What are you going
to
say?
I was going to say that, like, I don't even recall being exposed to, like, pornographic material.
No, this is not about that.
At least until I was, like, 8 or something.
Speaking of exposure to pornographic material.
That's pretty young to be exposed to it.
Well, yeah, I had a friend who found her parents' stash and showed it to me. So,
But then again, what are you going to do?
But right you're there? Okay now. You have relationships that are stable, right?
Yeah, I mean, everything.
Yeah, listen, everyone, you land on your feet.
It's good times.
You land on your feet. It's all kinds.
It's all a trial and error.
Here's
out
the deal,
there.
Christy. Adam cannot concentrate. He's got to get that focus out to West Hills.
I got
to
get Ziggy on the road.
What radio show? All right, go. Just go to the phone. Go, let me wrap this up.
I have a question for you, Drew.
Yeah.
Is it normal? I mean, do people usually remember when they were abused? Or
yes,
is
usually
it,
they do.
Is it very rare that it's like so buried that they don't remember?
It can be buried. And those really, the present is the evidence of the past. If somebody has very chaotic relationships or gets re-involved in abusive relationships, you can bet that they were in that situation when they were younger. Than
well, there you go. I think that about sums it up.
Chris and I have a conversation.
I got to get on the horn with John. I got to get Ziggy some directions.
We
got to take a break.
I know. I'll go to break. You go outside and take the phone call.
All right. All right.
Say.
I was never abused.
No, I understand. But the fact is that the quality of the relationships is evident that something had happened in the past. And if somebody says, gee, I don't remember anything in my childhood before the age of 12, and I've got chaotic relationships, well, that something went on there. On the other hand, most people that were sexually abused or physically abused have recollections of it. This whole idea of hidden memories. There it goes. There goes Adam.
Did he really go to call Ziggy?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Adam, you're so cute.
All right, we're going to take a break.
It's a good
Love
movie.
Line, Christy Canyon. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. We got a little situation here, Drew. Called John from System of a Down. He's not picking up his cell phone. I was going to send Ziggy out on a run.
You should call back in if he has a different number than what I have.
John, if you're listening, hey, this is Adam. We're going to need you to call the hotline, brother. I don't care what you're doing right now.
John, please call. He's going to blow.
Please call, John. Please. Just call.
Or come down here.
No, or come down
cannot
here.
Have. No, cannot have. Try
my
this
Armenian
beverage.
Waiter.
It's goat-based. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, cannot have. No, 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 you cannot have. No, no mixing. No, cannot have. Read menu. No, goodbye.
This reminds me. Our new game.
Oh yeah,
we're not playing tonight.
Well, hold on, Drew. We there's way too many things to sort out here tonight. We are going to do the accordion countdown at some point. Christy can play
Michelle
along.
Likes that.
Michelle brought in Michelle. Who's Michelle? What do you have? You're Hispanic. What do you got? One boobs Hispanic. How much you Hispanic? What do you got going?
I'm half Spanish, half Mexican.
Yeah. Perfect. See that to
she
me
represents
that,
the continent.
I don't. What's the difference?
Okay, Spain and Mexico.
I still don't know the difference.
They had a relationship at one time.
They did?
Yes, they sure
okay.
did.
All right. Well, good. Let's see. Let's two get back together.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, both beautiful places. They're the same place, all right? Spanish, Mexico. Okay. Spanish food, Mexican food, different.
Different.
Okay.
You have to
language is same,
night.
Though. Language is like the same. Almost same?
Yeah.
Same?
A little kind of?
Okay.
Spain is closer to France in terms of what it looks like.
France, not in Mexico.
Not in Mexico.
Okay. All right. Well, see? You see? That's why I come out. You learn. Who says you don't learn something?
So, what are we talking about?
Here's the point. We're going to do the accordion, the Mexican music accordion countdown. You've brought in your material.
Ranchito.
Christy Canyon in here tonight. Christy is going to be at the Players Ball, which is in the Exotic. Is it the Players Ball? Exotic Erotic Ball, which is at the Cow Palace in San Francisco this Saturday. It's going to be doing a little signing and then making the scene. All right.
Quick call with Mike here.
Quick call with Mike.
Yeah.
Again,
keep talking. We'll not be able to.
John from System of a Down, if
please
you're
call.
Listening,
he's
brother,
losing it. He's losing it.
And look, John, if you're nervous, you're worried, you're thinking, I may be heading over right now with like Sporting Wood. I assure you, I'm a professional. This will be handled confidentially and with great care.
Send a guy over.
Very
to focus.
Delicate. I'm going to send Ziggy over. He doesn't have to come into your home. You can slide the pornography out the mail chute. Ziggy will open his pants. It'll fall in. He'll run
Mike,
back to the car.
Talking to Mike.
All right.
Good call.
All right.
Mike, what's up?
Yeah, 22. I've been listening for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And what can 12. I say that hasn't already been said? I mean, Adam, genius.
Thank you.
Mr. Pinsky, I love your devotion.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Adam, I'm the exception to the junior college rule. I made
what
it
happened?
Out.
What happened?
Well, I went in and I had to figure, you know, I had to pay for college myself. Mm-hmm. Parents were a different tax bracket and said they wouldn't help. Mm-hmm. I took my own way and paid for it myself. Decided, you know, junior college is cheap.
And where'd you go afterwards?
St. Cloud State.
Minnesota. St. Cloud? I spoke at St. Cloud.
St. Cloud, very prestigious school.
Yeah, you did. I actually went to that.
Wow, cool.
Very prestigious.
Congratulations.
St. Cloud's like a Jesuit school.
And then, 3 years ago.
And then what'd you do? You graduated a four-year university?
Yeah, business major.
And then what are you doing now?
I was working for a medical supply company at the time, and now I'm a sales rep for them, and it's been going spectacular.
All right. Well, there you go, Mike. All right, we have one success story out of
it. We'll start accumulating more, I'm sure.
200 million people that go to junior college. Every one person graduated.
We graduated and gainfully employed now.
That's a step in the right direction. Still not worth the billions of tax dollars we flush down the toilet so people can live at home and play hacky sack and smoke on their parents' dime. But fantastic. All right. Well, John, when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm still not wrong about junior college, Joe.
All right.
Who do you want to talk to, Joe?
No, break.
Oh, take a break?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. John, Adam, friends call me Ace. Over here, got a situation.
John,
clock's ticking.
Please call John.
Ziggy's got to be dispatched to your pad in the next 10 or 15 minutes. Otherwise, he ain't going to make it back, in which case he's going to have to drive over to my house. No, cannot. No. No. Right. Cannot. No.
Chrissy can't hear.
That was like when we went out and ate Armenian food with System of a Down. Like, hey, System of a Down, the world's the biggest Armenian rock band. Yeah. Hey, how about we'll get these and we'll make them into appetizers? No! No! All right. Chrissy Canyon here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Christy Canyon here tonight. Christy, of course, a legendary adult film star. And I'm a big personal fan because we knew each other before she got into the business.
Which we really, go way back.
Really makes a nice payday for me. And I'll tell you what, John from System of a Down, who's the one who reunited me with Taboo 2.
John, that used to be your friend, John from System of a Down?
Well, is there still John? If you're out there, buddy, hey, it's the Ace Man. Give a buzz. Just pick up the phone, would you? Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. And basically, what happened is in the first hour, John called in, told me he had Christie's first movie, which is, to me, that's a, you know, that's a home run ball. You know what I mean? That has a lot of sentimental value. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's worth something. Well, you know, I'm saying you want the 500th home run ball. You don't want the 501 or the 499. You know what I mean? That's the 500.
You also want
for
the
me.
One you saw. Mm-hmm. You were there to witness the 500.
Right. I was there with my dad. He's passed away now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's important. It has sentimental value. John called in, said he had on Golden Blonde. I was going to dispatch Ziggy, phone screener Ziggy, to go get it, and now John's gone. So what I'm going to need, he did say that he lives somewhere in the West San Fernando Valley. Thanks for being more specific. I'm sure John appreciates that. Here's the point. I need Ziggy to start combing the area.
Oh, yeah.
Serpentine, zigzag, just knocking on doors. If you know, if an Armenian guy who looks like he rocks pretty hard answers it, ask him
tackle
if he's John.
Him. Take him down.
Take him down and go go start opening all the books. It's usually, I think, it keeps him, you know, a lot of stuff's hollowed out. You see, like, the Armenian Bible or something. You pop it open. It's in there. The point is, you know, if it's just an old white guy or a woman or something, just keep moving.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, I've narrowed it down to about a 14-mile square area. And just hit that area. We'll get it. And then you run it over to my pad.
Now, do you like it when the videos, the collector's ones, mm-hmm. such as mine, mm-hmm. have the original box? Or will you just take a dupe? A duplicated copy.
You know, you take what one can get, but yeah, the original box is nice.
I'll just remind you, this is the same guy that's going to be crawling around the neighborhood all night looking for it.
And
this
it says,
DVD.
I'm not even on the cover, but it says introducing Christy Canyon.
Yes, we all introduced ourselves to Christy.
They didn't think I'd stick around this long.
Yeah, and how many movies? How many movies did you make all together?
God, I don't know. Maybe about 70.
About 70. Now, is that a ton or is that not that much?
Not for this day and age, because the last 10 years I was with, the last 6 years I made films, I was with Vivid Video.
Just do a handful a year?
Yeah, like 3 or 4. And a lot of them from the mid-80s you can't even get anymore because they had Tracy Lords in them. So I'd say half of mine from the early mid-80s you can't even get anymore.
Oh, really? Wow, that is a shame. What if I get it and I just sort of hold my hand over where Tracy is?
Would just black
cool?
out her eyes.
Yeah.
You could
black
put,
put the stars on
I
her
I won't
nipples.
Get jealous. You could watch her.
All right. All right. And she was underage. Half those movies from that period she
yes.
was in?
Yes. We worked together all the time because her and Ginger Lynn and I were like the top three. Mm-hmm. And her and Ginger hated each other. There was always some rivalry. And I always sure. was just in the middle. So.
Right.
It was like Tracy and me in a movie or Ginger and me. But it was rare to see Ginger and Tracy.
Right. That's why those are worth more.
I know. Poor me. I just had these beautiful girls I had to work with.
And so what did they do? Did they destroy all those or they had to because she was underage at the time or what? How does that work?
I think that I would assume that they destroyed them or shipped them to Europe where they probably don't care.
I bet John has them.
Hold on. I got to go to Europe. Ziggy, gas up the Cessna. I'm going to Europe.
Well, I better go with you to that trip to make sure that you find the right one.
All right.
You know.
Co-pilot. So she was underage. Tracy Lords was. So those had to be destroyed. I'm sure John is handful too. Because, it's like piranhas are illegal, but I'm sure John is a tank full.
Exactly. He may have destroyed these videos.
Probably uses them to guard his Tracy
means.
Lords. Yeah,
he
wore them out.
Yes.
Slow death. Okay, so those are gone, but still plenty. Still plenty. All right, and do you make money off of these things still, or is it just one of those things like...
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, Gilligan's Island.
From the 84 to 85 era, no, you got a set fee, and that was it. But then when I came back in 89 and signed with Vivid Video, I did get a royalty. Mm-hmm. And then 5 years after it came out, then I got a payout.
Mm-hmm. And what was the set fee like back in the day, 84, 85?
How was I think for two scenes a day, it was like $1,000.
Not jump change.
Hey, when
back
you're
then.
18, that was like $1,000,000.
Yeah,
I could buy a pair of shoes in 10 different colors.
What we do? We live in an apartment. Did you have a boyfriend? Like, what were we doing back then? When we were making that kind of money.
I did not have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go to a lot of clubs. I don't know if you remember, like, we were talking for a second before the show. It's like Seven Seas or Voila. Do you remember that at the Beverly Center?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go to this.
Why?
Well, because I was a dude and because I didn't have any money.
They always let me right through the ropes.
I did clean the carpets at Voila
did
once.
Did you clean
yeah,
the carpets?
Beverly Center, yeah.
I think I was just did things that most 18-year-olds did.
They just had a good time.
But instead of going, to work at the clothing store, I'd go to work on a porn set.
And then as the years wore on, you're making good money. Were you saving some of the money? Were you investing some of the money? Did you buy a house? Were you just living in an apartment?
No. I was very smart. It's that Armenian in me.
Yeah.
It's that good Armenian gene.
Ron Jeremy's Armenian?
No.
Yeah. I thought it was a Jew. All right. So you saved the money and you bought stuff.
Yes.
And you, not just shoes. You bought like a condo or something.
I had actually a house and I actually own 3 apartment buildings.
Oh.
Cool. Wow. Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Sweet.
If you need to move to Bellflower.
Yeah.
My girl.
Yeah. I'm going. Yeah.
So just different things. And
3 apartment buildings. And did you have like a money manager or something like that or some advisor? Would the industry you at all?
Vivid is the best. I love that company. The owner is just amazing. He would like steer me in the right direction. Like, I use this guy at Smith Barney if you're interested. And I just trust him so much that I just would do whatever he said and it always turned out right.
What about stuff like taxes? Did you ever get into trouble with that? Did the IRS come after you?
No, I always paid every year. Oh, Lord. I mean, I paid everything.
Really?
I always filed.
She got her own patrol car.
Right. So you would have Only I know what Drew's talking about.
I was thinking,
That's all right. He, 20 years in radio, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is, so, like, they would give you a 1099. Like Vivid would be like, all right, we paid you $100,000 this year, so you're responsible for $30,000 worth of taxes. Would it be like that?
It definitely. I got 1099, which I still do from them for the website stuff. But since I'm an independent contractor and I'm an actress, model, slash author now, I have just such wonderful write-offs.
You write things off.
But I have to pay every year self-employment tax and all that. But I always file that second extension.
All right.
I think I just paid them
we're missing
ago.
Something.
All right. What? No. That's what you do.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. All right. You ready to rock?
Good.
Let's talk to Keel?
Hey.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
I have this problem that it doesn't matter who the girl is, whether if it's a one-night stand or if it's a girl that I'm in love with, that every time we have sex for about 10 to 15 minutes afterwards, I just can't be touched by her in any way.
What is the feeling associated with the touch?
Anything. It doesn't necessarily have to do with...
What is the feeling you have when they touch you?
It's just kind of like a cold feeling, like I just need my personal space for like 10 minutes.
After your orgasm?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of a normal physiologic response. It's a little exaggerated in your case, but basically what men want to do is go back in the cave.
Yeah.
That's basically what that's about, yeah.
Because... Yeah. I was going to say, it's kind of confusing to me, because usually I love the whole cuddling thing, but it's just after that one instance...
Yeah.
Back to the bogus again.
Is this bogus?
It's, he didn't need to go around with that.
He didn't need to say that. Yeah. Okay, first off, it's almost a non-question.
Right.
Keel?
Yeah.
All right, we're labeling this bogus.
Oof. Second one tonight.
Yeah, sorry, brother. Nice try, though.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Right. What is that instinct to push to get that next round in there?
It's
like they have a punch on there. I'm going to squeeze it in.
Yeah, here's the deal. Here's the deal with these bogus calls. It's like a game of horse. You're winning. You're doing good. You're hitting the free throws. You're shooting the baseline shot. Now you're going to do the sky hook off the picnic table. It's too tough. Yeah. You're not going to make it. Stay with the easy shots and just keep the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Do you get a lot of bogus calls every night?
No. A
couple here and there.
No.
One or two a night, would you say?
No.
Less than that?
Yeah, I'd say less than that. Yeah, probably two a week.
Okay.
We don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know.
But I think we're pretty good at it. Yeah. I think when we know. Yes?
Well, if they're bogus but interesting, then it's
we let you go with it.
Yeah. Hold on a second. John from System of a Down. This is Adam. Come on, buddy. What's going on? Hey, buddy, if I said anything... You know, to offend you or anything about the Armenian people or anything like that, brother. You know, it's just in jest, and you know how I feel about you and your band and your peeps. And I know I owed you a phone call, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. I just hope you can kind of be man enough, and you know, just don't make me beg.
No, cannot. No, just cannot. No.
Just give a call on the hotline. We'll pick that right up.
Time for a little accordion countdown.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think we got to work that out.
We can work that out.
Really? Do you think we're ready? I haven't heard
Michelle's
any
ready.
Music. Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you got the good music for Ace's accordion countdown.
Yes, I do.
Is it solid? All right. Hold on a second, then. Christy Cannon here tonight. Going to be at the Cow Palace on Saturday with the Erotic Exotic Ball out in San Francisco. It's a little game we would play around the Kimmel Writers' Office. It's called the Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown. We play the ranchero music, and then before we announce how long before the accordion comes in. Drew kicked my ass last night, by the way.
Although we both got burned by a couple songs that never accordion
at the end,
never,
it never kicked in. Yeah. What can you do?
Chris is not following.
No, what is this game I want to play?
Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. I'm going to pick a time. Engineer Michelle fires up the music, how long until we hear the accordion?
After the music starts, how long before an accordion cranks up?
It could be immediately.
Okay. Wait. Let me think of what the accordion... Okay,
it's
that big, huge thing that goes in and out.
That's us. Ron Jeremy.
Not you.
Another Ron Jeremy joke, everyone. Now, come on. Drew, you go first. What do you say?
8 seconds.
All right. I'm going 5.
Wait, I want to pick one.
Well, pick a number.
6.5 seconds.
No, we can't. We don't get. Okay. We don't get into fractions here. We can't break that down.
Three seconds.
Yeah. Three seconds.
Go over or under.
3 seconds. All right, now, Drew, I'm going to punch you if this isn't the right music that Michelle brought in.
Oh, Michelle.
All right. No, it's all right. She feels strongly about it. All right, let me get to the 30. You ready, Michelle?
Ranchero music, yes.
Yes. You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I did it.
Wow.
It's good.
Pot it up. That's one of my favorites. A little more.
Come on.
Just a little taste. Just a little taste. Just a little taste. Just a little more of a taste. Wow. That was 2.5, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
We like the same
song. First
one. Same cut. Don't yell at her. How dare you, Drew?
I hear The Godfather over and over again. That's not...
That song made me want to have a big Mexican dinner right now.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. Now, there you go. Now, Drew, you went with 8 seconds.
Way off.
Crazy off. Chrissy went with 3. I think I went with 4. And I think that was probably about 2.5 or 3, right?
I thought it opened with accordion.
No, there was 2 beats before it started.
Okay. I won, so does it matter? Closest.
Wow. Yeah. No, nobody's better at the Aces Mexican Accordion Countdown than Chrissy Cannon. I claim ex-porn stars have an unfair advantage. I really do.
Why is that? Well, you know, I have to admit that song was in one of my films. So
that's right. That's right.
During that three-way.
Oh, is there anything more annoying? All right, let's keep. Well, I think that worked like a charm. Nice job, engineeress Michelle. Wonderful job. All right, should we talk to Carla from Bakersfield?
Sure.
All right. Wow. Powerful.
Yeah. Was it only one song? You have only one song?
No.
She's got a few.
The rest of The Godfather.
I brought
the rest of the theme from The Godfather.
That, I don't know where it came from, but I have 2 CDs.
CDs full of ranchero music.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Just for you, Adam.
Yeah, now it's unfair because Drew could have heard many. I mean, Drew, in college, you listened to almost nothing but ranchero music when you studied, right? Pot it up a little. You know, when you're studying anatomy, this is what you want, right?
Oh, enzymatic kinetics. This is the only thing that...
It inspires you, right? I can see you burning the midnight oil. It's like you got a final the following morning.
You certainly can't sleep.
No.
So you crank this up.
Right, mister. All right. You ready to rock here?
Let's
talk to Carla, who's 17. Carla?
Hello? Hi, Adam.
Calling from Bakersfield. Beautiful Bakersfield.
So sorry.
Yeah. Sure. What's up, baby doll?
Well, I kind of, seem to be going out with, guys who don't, get along with their dad.
Mm-hmm. All right. You have a current boyfriend?
No.
All right. It's time to play Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown.
Let's go.
Round two.
Here we go.
Round two. Do you have something worked out there? All right. Christy, what do you think?
Are we doing the accordion?
Round two. Round two.
Okay.
Round two.
7 seconds.
7 seconds.
I'm going to go for
powerful,
7.
Powerful. Okay. I'm going to write that down. Okay. Man, this is tough. I'm just going a crazy whim. Crazy whim. 18 seconds.
Oof.
18 seconds.
Zero.
Oh, immediate.
Immediate.
I mean, now hold on. Don't hit it yet. Let me wait. Let's wait till the clock gets to top. You ready? Ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
Hit it. Oh.
I don't know, Drew, in the hizzy.
Savant. Nobody plays this game better than
and
Drew.
I knew it would be that wild polka beat, too. I just knew it.
Wow. Again, exclusively listening to the ranchero while studying.
Of course. How else would I have known that?
Oh, you're right.
Come on.
Wow.
Brett took me right back to college. It goes cold winters in New England. Are you kidding?
So let's just set the scene. Wait. It's 1978.
It's 1976, 78.
78.
It's February.
It's snowing.
20 below
it's
zero.
Snowing outside.
Cold winds on the New England countryside.
Right. And there you are.
Here I am. Wow. Studying biology, biochemistry.
Scene out of a love story.
And a little philosophy mixed in, a little Descartes, and some Hume, reading Hume. This is, you know, so I remember David Hume's name jumps into my mind when I hear this music. No, that's a medical school. This is all general liberal arts.
Oh, okay.
Give me this song. No, this is not a good song.
It wasn't, really?
Give me another one.
Or would you do statistics, calculus, stuff like that?
Calculus, integral calculus.
Okay, all right.
Physics.
You're really setting the scene there.
Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't know, Drew. I didn't know. I figured it was like classical music or jazz or fusion or something.
That music reminds me of like being in Cabo San Lucas on the beach.
Mm-hmm. What?
What?
Why?
That music that we just heard?
Huh? Yeah. What?
I think I'm in New England in the winter.
Yeah, I think I do. I think about snow. I think about the old brick changing, buildings and the Ivy League and you know the
really?
Bell Tower.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
No.
Eight-man football.
Yeah, right. I don't think of the wintertime at all with that music.
I don't know. Turn it up.
I think
up
of a sarong and a bikini.
No, okay, now close your eyes. Okay, so what I'm picturing is a street covered with snow. And
ice,
I'm seeing the leaves.
Ice storm.
I'm seeing the orange leaves that are falling off
the ground. Covering the ground. Carpeting the ground.
I'm seeing kids wearing sweaters.
I hear the cars going by with the salt in the road. And
a plow in the distance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're like tapping maple trees.
I'm thinking about it. It's hot apple cider and hot chocolate.
Yeah. And the football game with everyone bundled up.
A little more upbeat music. A little more upbeat.
Okay.
It was the middle of winter.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
It's after a football game. We're having a party.
Everybody. We'd sing along.
You think a Cabo San Lucas in here?
I do, with a margarita. And
whoa.
A book.
Whatever. All right.
Oh, it's crazy porn girls.
Yeah, it's a different life.
I guess I don't know what they do to them, but
there's no accounting for taste, really.
Shooting a sex scene on the beach. Hawaiian tropics. Squirting off.
Right. Even the song?
Oh, especially the song.
All right, well, teach their own, I guess.
What are you going
to
do?
Okay.
Takes all kinds.
It really does.
Takes all kinds.
Christy Canyon in studio tonight. Drew, brought back to college.
Yeah.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Christy Canyon, legendary adult film actress. Christy Canyon, dear friend, here tonight. Christy and I go way back.
She's a good Aces accordion countdown player.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. I won 1 out of 2.
Yeah.
Not bad for a new girl. Mm-hmm.
You won the first round with 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was probably more like 2.5, but you were closest. I won 4. So I was off by a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Drew went immediate.
Got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
So you guys, we'll tell you what, we'll play the rubber match coming up. I know everything's double on time, really, isn't it?
I was just thinking every musical, every book has got a porn potential to it.
Oh, yeah. Even when they'll take like serious movies like Philadelphia. Fill your belly up.
Fill her.
Yeah, it was like crazy. Oh, it's a guy with AIDS. Yeah. Making a porn version.
They just don't get AIDS, and it's not really in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, I wonder. Look, I don't even need a. I don't need a plot. I don't need a sound. I don't need anything. Let's get to it.
You don't like a cute little plot?
No. I don't. I like. I don't.
Men don't need plots, do they?
We need a plot.
The couples need the plot because there's a woman.
Yeah,
if it's a gay couple, no more plot.
No, but I'll tell you what is nice. And then Drew, Drew is a man of exquisite passion, extreme passion. Is as passionate as those folks are about the accordion.
Oh, yeah.
Drew is about the ladies. Okay, and Drew. Now here's what I like, but you stop me. I don't need a whole plot like, her brother was kidnapped and now she has to have sex with him to get the information out of whatever. Here's all I need. But I do like this. I like a bikini. I like when the chick's like, you know, she's out by the pool and she's like sunning herself by the pool in the bikini for a couple of beads and the pool guy, you know, has got the cutoffs and the sausage in his pants. And it's like, she said, I kind of like to see her in civilian clothes for a beat or two.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
And And also tell me if you're with it.
Just another angle, basically.
Don't agree with me if you don't agree with me. I also don't like to see him like a stripper get up. You know, I'd rather see him in sort of civvies. You know, I'd rather see him bikinis, but just a regular dress or something.
You want to recreate what was burned into your head when you were 14 years old, basically.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what was.
By me. In junior high school.
Right. Yeah, I like to see, like, I don't want to see the chick wearing the 9-inch wedgies and have the thong back on at the beginning.
Right.
I'd like to see her dressed like sort of normally.
Maybe in like a red long sleeve shirt and a pair of gray sweats.
That's
You know, the hair kind of tussled.
Same thing Christy's wearing tonight.
Oh, God, look at I am.
That's what I'm. And with some like accordion music, some ranchero music
turn on.
Playing in the background. Yeah, that's hot. And I'd be like, I start sweet talking like, baby, you know you want it, right? I mean, I can give it to you.
Oh, you got to start as the pool man.
I can give
it to you. Remember, you're talking about the
pool first.
Yeah. You get a little confused.
Hey, babe, you're going to need a little more diatomaceous earth in your filter. You know what I'm saying?
Will you clean out my filter?
Yeah. I'll clean it out. I'll clean it out.
Show me that big hole you clean it out
with. I'll use my skimmer on you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. This music really sets the mood, too, doesn't it? Makes you feel hot.
Cold. New England.
Yeah. That's right.
Hot.
All right, so I like a bikini. Bikini's nice,
yeah?
Yeah, so that scene where they, like, meet by the pool, and then they always adjourn into the house to hump, like, in 6 seconds. I'm fine with that. I just don't need the whole part where, you know, the guy's playing the private eye.
Once again,
she needs information.
Story. You don't want a story.
No.
You just want different pictures.
You don't even really see them adjourn to the bedroom. There's just a real fast cut.
Yeah, here's the move. Here's the move they do. They do the move where they stand up and walk out of frame at the pool and then walk into frame at the bedroom. That's that move. You never see any in between.
And you could tell it's on a sound stage the second time.
Oh, yeah. They go from the pool to in the weird lighting and the bad paneling.
Exactly.
And when the guy closes the door, the whole wall shakes.
And there's no glass in the window.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We're on the same page. Should we talk to Mia over here?
Yeah.
She's 18. But a fair amount of those movies were just shot at people's houses, right?
You know, in the mid-80s era, those were actually shot at beautiful houses, like in Encino and gorgeous, huge houses in Sand Canyon. And then Vivid did a lot of shooting at sound stages.
Right. Would you rather shoot at someone's house or in a sound stage?
You know, it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
I saw this. I was looking through this porno magazine once.
Mm, once.
Christy Canyon, Jugs 85.
Could have been. And there was a candid picture of a guy named F.M. Bradley. Remember F.M. Bradley?
No.
Oh. Again, you know what I mean? I know more than Christy does.
You know, they were just a number to me. It. Next, get in here. You're
like a consultant.
F.M. Bradley was, well, first off, it's funny when you start learning the porn names later on, like, oh, yeah, Buffy Davis. Then you realize, oh, that's the chick from Family Affair. Yeah. You know what I mean? You remember Buffy?
Yeah, I do. That All one right. I remember.
There you go. The point is it's weird. You'll hear about a porn name for a long time and then do the math on it later on. F.M. Bradley was Field Marshal Bradley from World War II.
Right.
I think he was like the Africa Corps or something for England, right?
Yeah.
But the point... The dude was black and he had like 11-inch fonts. But anyway, F.M. Bradley, there's a candid shot of him just standing by the drapes, sort of cleaning the end part of his dong like a pool cue, you know?
Drapes.
Like just draped. And you're sort of looking over his shoulder, but the camera's on the other one. And it just said, why you shouldn't let him shoot a porn movie at your house. Like he just used the curtains to mop off.
Whoa.
It was an excellent shot.
I never let anyone... My God, come into my house to shoot them. Because we would thrash places, and not even meaning to, but
sure.
Just how it goes. You're on a couch doing a scene, and your
heel
goes through.
You kick a heel on, it smashes a coffee table.
Exactly.
That's good times, Drew. Those were the 80s. Come on now.
They were so fun.
Mia?
Hey.
Field Marshal Bradley. Mia, you're 18. That's a big World War II buff, this guy. You're 18. What's up?
Okay, I have two daughters, and their dad's not around. And
your dad's not around?
Yeah.
Okay. You're 18?
Yeah.
Two daughters?
They're twins.
Where'd dad go?
Huh?
Where's dad?
He just doesn't want to be around. I mean, we live in the same, like, city and everything, but he just doesn't want to be around.
All right. Michelle, look up field. Look at FM Bradley up on there.
Field Marshal.
Hey, if you get a bald, if you get a white guy, looks like a David Nivens, that's the wrong guy. Yes. All right, go ahead.
I was wondering if it was okay to like maybe make up a story about their dad because he's not around and I know he's not going to be. And
for
he's
the kids,
not a good guy either. So
for the kids. Mm-hmm. All right. Hi, baby.
It's an interesting question. A general principle, I don't think you should lie to your kids ever. However, I think people have done this throughout history, and kids do tend to idealize the parent that's not there.
Well, here's the thing, too. There's this sort of thing, this adage, especially it took root in like the 70s, but it's kind of getting away from now, which is, you know, kids need to know the truth. Right. You don't lie to anyone. You never lie to anyone. You never cover anything up. You're doing everyone a disservice by lying to them. Untrue for adults and for kids. If someone gets a bad haircut, they don't need to know about it. And the kid's dad is raped mommy. Now I got twins and he split. He's cooking up meth in Riverside.
They don't need to know that.
They don't need to know any of those details. You focus me on finding another guy that might be good for the kids.
There you go.
Although you're 18.
I mean, like, if they ask about him, what would I say?
Well, how old are they now?
They're 2.5 now.
Jeez. 2.5 now. Oh, okay.
She was 16 when she had twins.
Hold on. What were they half a year ago?
What?
How old were they half a year ago?
2.
Okay. All right. 2.5 now, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Half a year from now?
It'll be 3.
Perfect. All right. Just want to check. Okay. Just want to know because sometimes... You know, if you just say someone's 2.5, I'm like, when is that, 1965?
All numbers, and I suddenly want to make another prediction.
All right. Hold on. Amiya, I say you cross that bridge in a couple of years, but I don't think you want to go crazy where, you know, did you see the North Hollywood shootout, honey? Yeah, that was daddy. He took a bullet for a... No, don't get into that, but then don't get in the part where it was a one-night stand or he was abusive or whatever it is. It's just daddy, you know...
Well, the kids are going to push. Why isn't he here? Why does he leave? Why did he go to the...
Why, except in this day and age when most of the people they go to school with don't have a dad around.
And don't settle for just any guy to take that place. Got to be picky.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, too. I just thought of this, but everybody like wants their kids to go to the best school and be around the best kids. And, you know, if your kids are from a wrong side of tracks, a broken family, whatever, you still would like them to go to the school with the, you know, the families and the academics and stuff. That's tough because you go there and it's like, what are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, we're going out on the yacht. My dad, mom, they're renewing their 10-year marriage vows. My dad took her to the chalet in Switzerland. It was beautiful. We got 700 acres up there in the Alps, and it breaks your heart. You're like, what are you doing? I'm just going to play in a shopping cart that's got a busted wheel. Someone left it on our lawn of the apartment. You know what I mean? It's like it's heinous. You want to go with other kids that are kind of like yours. Like these kids want to be around other kids who are like, where, you know your dad? Nope. You know yours? Nope. What's your dad do? I drank Sterno. What about your dad? He's in the joint. Fantastic.
Let's go.
You feel better. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your dad's in jail? Ha ha! I never knew my dad, but at least not in the joint. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
All right. You don't want that big a disparity between you and them.
Don't want to have any shame.
You'll be shamed. Mm-hmm. And if it's just a bunch, you go to a crappy school, everyone's divorced. You're fine. Unless your heart's in the right place, it'll work out.
We went to a crappy school and we turned out good.
Yeah, look at that.
I'm just thinking about how North Hollywood, you guys have...
Talking about porn on the radio,
but
2 hours a night.
Through you and maybe some of your peers, Ray, North Hollywood has made its impression on the American psyche.
Yeah.
Christy and Adam.
Isn't that true?
You've had an impact. The incredible cultural richness of that period of history, North Hollywood especially.
She's up on the wall of fame, right?
It's Kennedy. Sprung out into the world, and it's had an impact now on the American culture.
Yeah, what about that? I mean, we went to the same junior high and high school. Was there? I feel like there's just we're pretty much just warehousing going on over there, right? Did you learn anything?
No.
Okay.
I was the worst student, but I didn't apply myself. I just went for fun. I had a lot of friends, and I liked PE. I liked English, but I don't know much about history.
All right.
I cheated my way through all math, algebra.
Yet, algebra. I didn't even take algebra.
Clairvoyant with the accordion.
I'll tell you, as a gift.
You know what?
You can't teach that, though.
It's that gut smart I got, boys. Well, good street smart.
Let's put it to the test one more time.
3 seconds.
All right, now hold on.
I'm dying to make
Engineer Michelle cue up with the Aces accordion countdown here. We haven't heard the songs before. We just decided how long before. Now, Drew went with immediate.
Got it.
Nailed it. You're going with 3 seconds this time. This is kind of the rubber match between you two because Christy won the first. I think it was about 2.5 seconds. And Drew won the second with immediate.
I'm going to go 5 seconds.
Ooh. 5 seconds. Okay, Drew's 3. Christy's 5.
If you just go 2, you get anything under 3. You know,
a lot of guys who play that game, I'm going 6. I'm going over.
Yeah.
I'm going over.
Five and a half.
I'm going for the over. All right, let the clock get diff at 5 here. You ready, Michelle? And go.
Oh,
wait, no. No.
You win.
I win. No, wait. I hear no accordions.
Wait a minute, I'm going to kill myself.
I hear strings. It's got to come in. Where's the accordion?
It wasn't accordion at the beginning?
No.
Well, you notice how when they put strings in, it replaces the accordion?
Yeah. No accordion. We got burned.
We all won.
No, we all lost. We all lost.
Same bet, next song.
All right. You queued up there? Hold on a second. We got to wait till the clock. I got to be able to time it here. You ready, Michelle? And go. I heard it. All right, it was 3 seconds.
Yeah. Oh.
3 seconds. Who was it? Drew, you were 3? All right. Okay.
All right. You know what's wrong with this game, guys? Is either the accordion's constant or it's not at all, it seems.
Well, how dare you? It was a whole
3 seconds.
It was three seconds.
And the song before, it was, in fact, immediate and constant.
Oh, what a shock today. All right. Shocking. We're going to take a little break. Christy Cannon here. Drew, sorry. Christy, sorry.
And
Drew,
I won.
He's accordion countdown champion tonight. Next time we come in, we got parting gifts. And again,
but I won the first game, so.
Drew studied. Well, it was best 2 out of 3.
Drew is smarter. He had more schooling than me. He can win.
Those long winters.
Long nights, burning the midnight oil.
This
is blaring in your dorm room.
That's right. You thought you heard this in Mexico, not New England. Hey, I'm sure they're celebrating up in New England now at the Sox victory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But this.
They're going insane. Oh, of course this one plays.
All right.
What are you talking about?
Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number. Forget about it. Marcia Thompson in here. Wait a minute.
Thompson?
No. Thomason. Sorry. Chrissy's head was in the way. Marcia Thompson in here from NBC's Las Vegas tomorrow night. Christy Cannon in here tonight. Adult film legend.
Christy Cannon.
Yeah. She is going to be over at the Erotic Exotic Ball over in at the Cow Palace in beautiful San Francisco. That is this Saturday. And this is big.
For directions, they could always get it off my website, too, which is ChristyCannon.com.
The performance is by Everclear.
Huh.
And 2 live crew.
So I didn't even know that. That's very cool.
Yeah. Stymie and the Pimp are going to be playing there.
My favorite.
Yeah. They play that accordion countdown.
They do.
It's huge. Huge in the
Everclear. That's very cool.
Yeah, Everclear's great. That's going to be a good time. Go over there, buy yourself a ticket.
I'll get you on the list.
Please. I've never been to the Cow Palace. It's huge, isn't it?
I've never been either.
It's a horrible name for a venue.
But it was cool in the 60s, eh?
No, but I think the Cow Palace holds like 10,000 people or something.
Ooh, it's going to be packed. It's a huge event, this exotic erotic ball.
Oh, yeah.
And I love San Francisco. Oh, my God. It's so much fun up there.
Gorgeous. April? Yeah, I do, too. I got to go.
Great shopping. If I'm not at the exotic erotic ball, everyone, meet me at Neiman Marcus.
Yeah.
I'll sign my book over there.
True. Remember when we were in Frisco about a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful, isn't it?
I was just there a couple weeks ago.
Oh. April? Who, with your other boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I met him up there.
April?
How dare you?
You met a single guy in San Francisco?
We've been together almost 10 years.
You're 28?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been
you depressed?
Since we was 18 and 19.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Are you depressed?
No, I'm not depressed.
All right, baby doll. Let's go there. Let's break it down. So you've been with your boyfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, we're married now.
Oh, okay.
We lived together for about 3 years, mm-hmm. and then we got married.
All right. Yeah.
Where are you from, April?
I'm originally from Kentucky.
So you got married.
Yeah.
And now what?
Well, I consider us to have a pretty healthy sexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But when we first got together, I had no problem. You know, we experiment, and you know, we work with each other. Anything that I'm not willing to do, he don't push me. But if he wants me to swallow.
Mm-hmm. And that's something you've never done before?
I'm sorry?
That's something you've never done before?
No, I've done it before. It's when, you know, when we first started seeing each other and when we lived together and everything, I used to do it, but for some reason, I can't do it now.
I can't imagine what that reason was. What would that reason be?
Oh, God.
He wants you to swallow, all right. Yeah. Oh, see, I'm confused. I'm sorry, but when she said experiment, I thought, you know, I thought she meant like clinical stuff.
No,
I didn't know you mean sexually stuff, but
yeah.
I was picturing like graduated cylinders, beakers, and things like that,
and the ranchero music, and the
right. So you mean sexual experimentation?
Yes,
I see. And so he wants you to swallow. Now, let me just get something straight, and I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but. Does he need you to swallow as in ingest, or does he need you just to sort of keep it in your mouth until he's done and then you can spit it into a potted fern?
He said either way I want to do it, but every time I try, I kind of gag.
Right.
You
but,
can't hold it in your mouth.
But it seems like a taller order to swallow. Like, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I mean. I could take a chug of bad milk from the refrigerator and make it to the sink. I wouldn't just spit it all over the...
Carry it in your mouth to the sink, yeah.
I could transport it to the sink. I think I could do it. Yeah. If I really love the refrigerator...
And the milk,
I could take... Well, I don't need to love the milk. I don't love the refrigerator. Yes, I take a nice swig of it, and I go... and I just walk it over the sink, and blah. Yeah, that I could do. But if you asked me to swallow it, I don't think I would do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't stand that. I don't like to swallow. I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah. Well, no, you have delicate sensibilities. There's no doubt about it.
Are we talking
about
spoiled milk taste
now? What?
No, but she's talking. I totally am on her side.
Right. Well, the good news is, I'm trying to say this in a crude, and I don't want to be crude, but...
No. You? Crude? Come on.
Christy has an amazing rack. And when you have a beautiful rack in the porn industry, they don't ask you to put stuff in your mouth. It's like, hey, come on.
Oh, it was a given.
Let's do the rack.
When they gave their 3-second warning, I just automatically just...
Yeah, put some frosting on that cake. You know what I'm saying? All right. Nice.
Thank you, Adam, by the way, for not being crude. Well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I say, where did you go to
this is why
school?
I'm sure I'm going to get the CBS game. You're guest first night. And then we play the Mexican accordion countdown. It's going to be huge.
We got to play one more time for the night.
All right, April.
Yeah.
So you can't even keep it in your mouth and go spit it in the sink.
It just kind of. I feel like I'm gonna get sick.
Yeah, you know what?
All right,
that's
don't
it. It's
do
a deal
it.
Breaker. Maybe
well,
that's
it.
Don't do it.
You got to tell him. Well, it makes you sick.
He'll be all right.
Well, no, that's the problem. When we were first seeing each other, I never really had a problem doing it.
I know, but now you do, and if he doesn't believe you, that's his problem.
You told us that 5 minutes ago, by the way.
He thinks I just don't want to do it, which in a way I don't.
Well, you don't want to do it because it makes you sick. Whatever your reason,
you don't. Well, look,
really don't.
Okay, here's the thing. You don't want to do it because I don't think anything's, you know, metabolically changed in you in the last 5 years that you can't actually be a, you know... A
receptacle.
Yeah, yeah. For a few seconds. And so you're saying both things. One is, well, I used to do it. Well, I could do it, but I don't want to do it, but I can't do it.
Right.
You know, and he's hearing that. And obviously, he thinks, and then he starts pressuring you, and then you get angry at him, and then you don't want to do it, and it's this vicious cycle.
Wait, but I have a question. How come you used to like to, and now you don't? Just out of curiosity, because I never liked it.
It right. tastes funny.
But why didn't it taste funny a few years ago?
By the way, we're the world's dumbest.
I know.
How come you used to be able to do it, but you can't do it now? It tastes funny. Oh, so the taste has changed. Yeah. I see. See, now it used to just be like
marshmallows.
Marshmallow. It was like a s'more. Like someone just popped a s'more in your mouth, and now it's like someone took a sock and vinegar and just slapped you in the face with it.
Did he change his diet?
Yeah. What? I know it tastes funny, but
has he changed?
He drinks.
Oh.
No, you're angry at him.
No, I'm not angry. He don't drink that much, but I'm just wondering if maybe.
Where's my bourbon?
He drinks.
But not enough.
So you're mad. Hey, no, he doesn't drink. He doesn't drink much. Oh, what the hell's going on with you?
I'm willing to experiment. It's just...
All right, then just do it, would you? Or tell us you're angry at him and tell him you're angry at him and you don't want to do it anymore. Are you angry at him?
No, I'm not.
You're very much in love.
We're happy.
All right, and I'm going to ask you again. I'm going to reiterate Christy's question, which is, why can't you do it anymore?
It just, when I first started doing it, I never had a problem with it. It didn't taste bad or anything like that. I would actually swallow it.
So his taste has changed?
Yeah.
Is he on medication?
No, it's we haven't really changed our diets or anything. It's just, I don't know if it has something to do with his drinking or anything like that. But
well, he doesn't drink much.
He doesn't drink much. You made that clear.
Couldn't be that.
He drinks beer, but that's all he drinks.
Smokes a lot of cigarettes and tobacco?
We both smoke.
Shocking. I figured her for a dipper.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not a dipper.
Yeah, you gave that
30
up.
30 seconds gave for a rancher music.
All right. All right. Listen, April, I don't think his taste changed that much. Yeah. Okay? His diet didn't change. It's not like he's on Atkins now.
Right.
It's, nothing changed. You're just not as into him as you were before. Thus, it tastes bad.
It bothers you more now.
And then there's part of you that's so defensive every time we try to ask you, is there a situation, there's an emotional component to this? Good, fine. There's not. You're very much in love. Just take his seed and spit it in the toilet. Liar.
Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Immediate. Go ahead, Chris.
Immediate.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, we're doing the countdown.
I'm still laughing about
it. Quick.
Take the seed. Three.
3 seconds.
3 seconds?
And go.
7 seconds.
Okay, here we go. And?
Action.
Pantalones negros, mancuernillas, Casimir, saco rojo, terciopelo, amarillo el pantalón, camisa verde de cuadritos y su día de cabón.
Here it comes. Yeah!
Oh,
wait a minute. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah! Hell yeah! Don't F with the ace man when it comes to his recording.
Here it comes.
Listen, I know.
It's coming home.
I know the rhythm. All right. Woo! Right on top. All right. Well,
nice way to go out.
Now, what was that? Was that about 12 seconds
or
something?
Right on with it.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's it. I want to thank Chrissy Canyon for coming in here tonight. Just talking about our grade school teachers, 5th and 6th grade.
They were fun.
School teachers. Yeah, I'm sure they're all on the ground. All right. That happy note. See, little did they know what we'd be up to.
Oh.
Little did they know.
And remembering them.
Yeah.
Raining that North Hollywood College.
Yeah.
That culture down upon the country.
Yeah. Mr. Kroll, be quiet. Stop talking. You're never going to get a job talking. Your boss is going, kiss my ass.
And mine was always, Christy, come sit up by me today. Sit by your teacher.
Oh, yeah. Creepy.
But it was the 70s and 80s. No one cared back then.
It was a different time.
I was fun.
Sure, pedophilia was all the rage. All right, go down to the Erotic Exotic Ball at the Cow Palace, San Francisco. Saturday, see our good friend Christy Canyon out there, and listen to our good friends Everclear play. Mm-hmm. So, until next time, Santa Claus for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. John from System of a Down. This is Adam. Come on, buddy. What's going on? Hey, buddy, if I said anything, to offend you or anything. No, cannot. No. No, cannot. No!
Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors.
sponsors or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.